Close your eyes and ask yourself, where do you feel the breath right now? As you breathe in, breathe out, where are the sensations that let you know that you're breathing in, breathing out? Focus on those. That's other questions about what's going on right now. Where is your mind right now? Does it stay with the breath or does it go someplace else? Make up your mind you're going to stay. This is called determination. You establish one desire as your primary desire. And you're trying to make all your other desires serve that. If they don't serve that, you let them go. This is how we follow the path. It doesn't just happen on its own. You have to want there to be a path to the end of suffering. You have to want to do whatever steps are involved. Establish that desire right now. Not all desires are bad. We have the craving as the cause of suffering, but the Buddha focuses on three kinds. Craving for sensuality, in other words, wanting to think thoughts of sensual pleasures, planning for sensual pleasures. Thoughts of becoming, wanting to take on an identity in a world. And thoughts of non-becoming, once you've got an identity or a world you don't like, you want to destroy it. These kinds of craving, the Buddha says, cause suffering. But there's also the desire to do what is skillful, and to abandon what is unskillful. That desire is part of the path. So whatever is needed to get the mind to settle down so it can see itself clearly, focus on those desires. Maintain them, nourish them. Because that's how things happen. As the Buddha said, all things are rooted in desire. If there's no desire at all, nothing happens. So focus your desires here. And do whatever you need to nourish those desires. The Buddha talks about the acts of merit, generosity, virtue, meditation. And the meritorious both in the results they give and also in the act of doing them and acting in those good intentions. So we want to create goodness in the world. It's part of our path. Some people accuse Theravada of being selfish, just looking out after yourself. And you do look after yourself, but part of looking after yourself is developing a good quality of generosity, being virtuous, having good will for all. So develop those desires. And keep in mind the good results are to come. But also think of how these actions are good in and of themselves. They're good things to be doing. You don't have to look down on yourself. You don't have to criticize yourself. You don't have to hide any criticism there may be. You know generosity is good, virtue is good, goodwill is good. When the mind is doing good things like this, then it can watch itself more clearly. It doesn't have a lot to hide. So focus your desires here. Because these things are good in the doing and also good in the results they give. As the Buddha said, the path is admirable in the beginning, admirable in the middle, admirable in the end. It's all the way through. To follow this path as best as you can, if you're really serious about your happiness, if you really want true happiness, this is what you have to do. The Buddha's not forcing you, but this is the way things are.